is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility to Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power, where quality bold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get the new book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 15 July 2014. Already a half a year gone. We're working on the second half. And unemployment's down and the economy's up. And, well, what say you, Gerald Celente? Are those false statements I just made?
Economy's down. I mean, no, the economy's up. What am I saying? Unemployment's down. Yeah. And so are the wages. And everyone should really listen to the Fed Chair Janet Yellen's talk today.
I missed it. Pray tell.
Well, you know, they're warning that there's a bubble being created. It's kind of back talk, but when you really look into her talk. There's concern that valuations are stretched for social media and biotech stocks. And, of course, it's much bigger than that. John, what we're looking at with these low interest rates is you're seeing M&A activity for the first 6 months of this year almost equal to what it was in 2007. It's up 75% from last year. I mean, you pick up today's news and you see another big, you know, merger and acquisition with the cigarette companies. It was like $27 billion. So the only thing this cheap money has done, as we have been saying from the very beginning, is that it has enriched the already rich and the equity markets. And when I say it's enriched the already rich, Bloomberg News, hardly, you know, the World Socialist Organization, they just came out with a report today from the European Central Bank that shows that the wealth gap is even greater than we thought it was in the United States, and that 1% owns about almost 37% of all the assets, not 30%.
Yesterday, and I'm sure you caught this one, Now, we had, Gerald, our banking crisis of 2008. And we tracked and traced, and now everybody knows how that little ditty happened. What the American public has still not been made aware of, or for that fact, people around the globe, of how much the mortgage-backed securities and repackaging and betting against the bet that it'll fail or it won't fail, or, you know, that they keep referring to it as being, you know, finance and world economies are extremely complicated. Yeah, for a reason. Liars figure and figures lie, and as long as we can keep people off guard and we can keep doing what we do, hey, so much the better. But it's really not that difficult. But I'm looking for a resolution. Or maybe if not a revolution, I almost said revolution, a resolution, Gerald, how about some decent investigative stuff? How about some people coming up on charges of crime? Well, yesterday I had my answer from the Fed as to the scurrilous son of a guns that have not only screwed this country from Wall Street, the American people, the entire American economy, and pretty much the civilized worlds. Yesterday, Citigroup has been slapped on the wrist and they're going to pay $7 billion to resolve a government probe. There's another billionaire that's going to go, I guess, to either the Treasury Department. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the Justice Department. The Justice Department is going to get their $4 billion payoff, and that's going to be it. But they're saying that, they're going to be looking into other banks as well. Gerald, I was so angry yesterday on air. That was the first story I did. I was literally shaking from my head to my feet. We saw what the government is going to do about the criminality we have witnessed that has blown up the economies of the entire world.
Well, don't you remember Eric Holder, our attorney general? And he had made the statement, in essence, this is not a direct quote, but of the essence, that we have to be careful about prosecuting the too big to fail, because that may undermine the markets on a global scale because they're so large. And I have a real problem with Eric Holder. Eric Holder came out the other day and said that there's a racial animus against him and Obama because of what they're doing. I have a complete dislike and disdain for both of them, for what they're doing, and it has nothing to do with the color of your skin, Jack. It has to do with the way you're screwing us. Could you handle that one, man? That's what this is all about, and it's the same thing. You criticize Israel, you're an anti-Semite. You criticize Eric Holder for robbing us of our constitutional rights and for not going after the Wall Street criminals, and this SOB has the nerve to say that we're racist? How dare he? And I want to make this clear. As an Italian-American, I've seen one Soprano movie too much for the rest of my life. Hey, Eric, hey, Foxman from the Defense League over there.
ADL.
I got one for both of you. Let's do one. Let's bring back Amos and Andy, Mr. Holder. Yeah, and I want to see about the one about the Jewish thieves, okay? Let's do that one, and then put back on the Sopranos, or shut your mouth.
There has been, of late, an Israeli Defense Force soldier. His father happened to be a general. And Gerald, I have been waiting a very, very long time for an explanation for somebody that is an Israeli Jew as to what's going on inside of Israel. And I wish we did longer segments, because I would love, it's 8 minutes long, but I don't want to burn up the time with you, because I only have a half hour with you a month. But he came forward and finally spoke the truth about Israel and who's running the damn place.
Oh, yeah, look, I came up, we do Trends in the News every night as part of the subscription of the Trends Journal. And the new one just went out today, by the way. And yesterday I said all our consumer products are made in China. Our news is made in Israel.
Yeah.
This is a slaughter going on against the Palestinian people. Oh, they're shooting rockets. They're shooting. Yeah, there was a bigger fireworks display here in Kingston. They're bombing the hell out of the people. They've killed over 200. One Israeli dead. They've destroyed about 800 houses. Tens of thousands of people are homeless. And they keep stealing their land. Oh, I had enough of this.
It
has nothing to do with Israel or anywhere. I speak out against what I see as criminality, whether it's in the United States or Israel.
We'll take the break here. Gerald Celente will be back. Trends Journal. The Summer Trends Journal was just released today. Do you have your copy? I'll have Gerald explain where you can get a copy when we get back.
Must come down.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Gerald, I don't know how we got this screwed up, but you were actually supposed to be on at the bottom of the hour.
That's all right.
Well, no, not really, because we have 6 minutes out of the top, 3 minutes on the quarter, and then 1 minute.
All right, we'll go. If you want to go a couple of more, we can
great.
Do that.
Great. That would be perfect.
I want to finish up, though, with what you were talking about with this. I went off on this Eric Holder because, to me, he's a traitor to America, as is Obama, as is Bush, as are the rest of them. And so, I really find them quite disgusting on how they're robbing us of our constitutional rights and protecting the biggest criminals in this country while they go after us and break our chops for every minor violation. When you look, John, at the fine that was levied against City, what we're looking at, considering City's assets, is less than 1%. And then when you look back at everything that's been going on since the panic of 08 hit, and you look at Americans, for example, our assets, they have been declining steadily. And it's all this money has been shifted up to the top. And it's being done right in front of our eyes. So when people complain and they say things like, you know, that Obama, he's a socialist, he's a commie. No, no, grow up. This is called fascism. It's called the merger of state and corporate powers. They have stole trillions, trillions of our dollars in names of bailouts to bail out groups like Citigroup and others that have suckered the people into buying, as well as the Goldman Sachs gangs and others. Many of these banks, Deutsche Bank, sold these securities to investors while betting that they would fall in value. So they were doing that kind of slimy deal as well. And since 2003, the typical U.S. households lost 36% of its wealth. 36%, while the poorest quarter have lost nearly 70%. And as I mentioned, they've just readjusted the figures for the 1%. Now they own almost 37% of this entire country. And if people aren't outraged, if people aren't standing up and speaking out, you can see what the future's going to look like. Just go to the airport. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. It's really no different.
Thank you. The jobs that we're supposedly adding. And if people were aware of our recent history, Gerald, the manufacturing sector in this country has been all but eliminated. It has been shipped overseas. The climate for doing, if you want to do entrepreneurial, start up a whatever, give it a name, shop, or a type of business, you are regulated and taxed to death. They keep talking about jobs, but I've yet to see any one of these brilliant talking heads come up with a scenario, well, this is why we don't have jobs. And by the way, this banking crisis just put the icing on the damn cake. The jobs weren't there anyhow. We were in a service sector. You bring in labor. People, Gerald, don't understand labor and labor pools and how labor works with, I hate to use the term capitalism. I prefer to use the term laissez-faire or free market. People do not understand how their ability to earn a decent living wage in this country has been decimated because we're too busy trying to get into this issue of, well, we have to be competitive. We're in a global economy now. It has to be that we have to compete with our foreign partners. They have not built the standard of living that we had. I would have preferred that they took the model the United States has used because it is given, and some might argue, excess that many people, well, they really take advantage of. But, Gerald, for God's sakes, people don't even know what the hell's happened to their lives. It's been blown up for the past 20 years, 15, 20 years. I remember NAFTA. Do you remember that scrawny Texan down here? Okay, you can hear that giant sucking sound? That's your jobs moving to Mexico. Well, he was right. But, Gerald, they were telling us, oh, no, 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 this is an economic opportunity between the United States and Mexico.
Who were they?
The media. The lion-ass people in the media.
And Bill
the
Clinton and Al Gore.
The politicians, absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Because Bush and Reagan couldn't push through NAFTA. They had to get a slick willy to make it happen.
And everybody,
so the Democrats would believe their guy.
And everybody forgave Billy Clinton, even Monica Lewinsky and Hanky Panky, because the economy was doing better.
And the reason the economy did better was because of the dot-com boom.
That's right.
20 years ago, 1994, do you realize I was able to get in those days addresses like trendsjournal.com, trendsresearch.com, trendalert.com? That's how new it was back in 1994. They had nothing to do with this. It was the whole dot-com revolution. And then, of course, it ended in the dot-com bust. And by the way, that's what Janet Yellen is warning against again today. And of course, she's doing it not with a lot of voice and a lot of conviction. This whole market, John, has been driven up by low interest rates. And she even mentioned that the housing sector is disappointing. Oh, disappointing? With record low interest rates? What's going to happen when interest rates go up? Fed chair. She doesn't want to be called Fed chair woman. Just Fed chair. I like to call her Facha Brute, but hey, that's another story.
Well, the American people do not know, because it's not... Gerald, I
wish... The American people don't know much about anything other than the people that listen to your show, other alternative media, my magazine. The majority are out of their mind, whacked out on prescription drugs. Look at the front of the Trends Journal cover.
Yeah.
Don't blame Obamacare. Blame I don't care. Look what this country looks like. You don't have to go to the circus to see the freak show. You can see the fattest man on earth just by going to Walmart riding on one of these carts. You don't have to go to the sideshow to see the tattooed lady. They're in a barn near you.
Oh, are we talking now about the slide of a culture? The the cohesiveness of a country? Look,
we have John, we have photos. We have Miley Cyrus performing
next to Sarah Vaughan.
You saw that.
I saw it.
How much more? Yeah, Cary Grant.
And did anybody bother to tell Miley Cyrus, excuse me, darling, you're not that really that hot. Your thing is you're scantily clad, you're an entertainer, and you're young. Hey, we all look damn good when we're young.
You got it.
But she's no beauty.
She's no beauty. Far from it.
And I'll tell you, some of the stuff she does, everybody was shocked by Madonna. Well, I'll give Madonna one thing. She kept reinventing herself for marketing purposes. She was a hell of a marketer, more so than a singer, I ever thought. But here we have the culturally deficient. This, I wish you would use this in the Trends Journal. Because culturally deficient, Gerald, almost sounds like a politically correct term. But these are people that absolutely don't believe in anything. They're self-gratifying. There are no rules. There are no taboos. And here's the problem. This is influence on our young people. Now, this is not a totalitarian state. I don't want the government saying, well, you do this and do that. Now, that has to come from we the people. But look what this is being marketed as. Look at the influence it has on our young people. If we can get their heads out of Facebook or from texting their friend that's standing 5 feet away that he doesn't want to talk to or she doesn't want to talk to, we have a generation right now that is completely lost with no hope, with none.
I agree with you.
I'm going to steal 5 more minutes from you after the bottom of the hour break.
Okay, great.
All right.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Gerald, I've been Jim Willie, everybody on the planet. I've been watching very carefully how they're sizing the situation up. Yellen has indicated that she's probably going to curtail quantitative easing, QE3 or 4 or whatever the heck we're in, this fall, late fall, early winter. But what I'm starting to see and hear since the decoupling of the reserve currency, I'm looking at a monumental possible meltdown, shutdown coming this year. What do you say, sir?
You know, it's very possible, and it's very likely. But again, they keep coming up with these schemes undreamed of. And I can tell you how they'll get the people's mind off it. With a terrorist strike, false flag or real.
Well, how about just leaving the borders open like Obama's doing right
this
now?
This is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. It is a total disgrace. And I have people, you know, look, you want them, open your house up to them. We can't take care of our own. Once we get our own house in order, yes, I'm in favor of opening up the borders. But we have massive unemployment, 315 million people, a growing underclass. I know all the numbers, and you're going to bring in more. And by the way, John, you go back to my books, Trend Tracking, 1989, and Trends 2000, 1996, and I was writing about the immigration issues, how they were going to explode, and also what they're doing to drive down American wages. Not my take on it. These are facts. They're flooding the market with cheap labor. That's why they want those H-1B visas, Microsoft does, and
sure.
others.
Well, and here again on the economy, Gerald, I'm sitting in the sixth best, I guess you could call it an economy patch. I'm sitting in the sixth best market in the entire country down here in Central Texas, but I'm still seeing it degrade day by day, week by week, month by month. And what they're doing with papering over, or should I say, buying their own debt up. How the hell do you monetize a debt with debt money? That's a mystery unto itself. But what I see here is greasing the skids. We've had 5 months, in the past 5 months, not just food, not just gasoline, but everything rise dramatically. Food industry across the board, a safe 20% increase just in the last 5 months.
How dare you say that? Didn't you see the inflation numbers? The ones that were rigged under Clinton?
Yeah.
So that people couldn't get their cost of living increase?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what everybody regards to inflation, do people think anymore? It's not inflation. It's the devaluation of the currency.
That's right. I forgot about that.
It takes more to buy what you bought last week. The reason why the price increased is because your dollar isn't worth
as
much.
That's right.
But they don't get that as well. Gerald, I'll tell you what, I'm not a prognosticator. I don't have a crystal ball. I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I have a feeling, though, and I've been talking to people that I haven't spoken to in years, and the first thing that's coming out of their face is they're telling me something bad is in the wind. And the way I'm looking at this is economically. Terrorist attack, they might try a false flag terrorist attack. And if that's the case, well, as far as I'm concerned, we're already in the middle of, as you rightly pointed out, a fascist state. We are already in a police state. These creatures out there roaming the streets right now, claiming to be the protector of public safety, are turning into nothing more than goons. I read that entire...
steroid freaks.
I read the entire article, by the way, from... oh, gosh, help me out.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Thank you. And he is absolutely right. I am looking at this, and I'll tell you what. Gerald, I don't see a way out of this. I don't see it being talked out or being modified or a political change. Gerald, the only way, and I hate to say this, because I know that you're a peaceful man, and I like to be peaceful, but the only way I can see out of this is the second American Revolution.
Oh, I agree, but it could be a intellectual, spiritual, and moral revolution. It doesn't have to be a violent one. I'm all in favor of it. And that, to me, by the way, pick up the papers. Look what's going on in Philippines. You know, thousands of people sitting outside with signs out calling their Aquino, their president, the liar. All printed signs, you're a liar. Go around the world, Hollande, Cameron, one after another, a psychopath in charge, destroying the country. It's up to the individuals. This is a breakdown of morality, as I see it, John. Nothing more. The rest are details.
Ethics and morality. I want to let people know, before I have you talk about your Trends Journal and how people can get a copy, I don't know if you know that this man has been doing his forecasting now for, I don't know, nigh on 34, 35 years. And the history of this man, he's very seldom been wrong. Trends Journal, and during the break we were talking, Gerald, a few years ago when you decided you were going to speak about the Iraq and Afghani war, well, all of a sudden you weren't called back into certain television programs.
I was blackballed. I used to be on Oprah. I used to be on the Today Show. Every new year, USA Today used to run my top trends. NBC, CBS, and ABC used to have a tug of war to get me on for the new trends of the new year.
Why are they so afraid of the Trends Journal?
Well, what happened was when the when 9/11 happened, and again, not whether or not you're taking an inside job or not, I just said, listen, you know, you can't attack other countries without them attacking you. I wrote about this, 7 years ago? I called it Crusades 2000. And I said Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad, and there's going to be more terrorism. And then when the Afghan war happened, I said this is going to end up in total failure, and because I'm a trend forecaster. And because they're all calling me. I said, why are you calling me? Why don't you ask Alexander the Great? How about asking the English? Why not ask the Russians? What makes you think we're going to win this thing? It's going to lose lives, it's going to cost trillions, and it's going to cost us our future. And that was the beginning of the end. And I said the same thing about the Iraq war. Swift battlefield victory, Saddam Hussein will be overthrown. It'll devolve into an ongoing civil war, and Americans will leave if they spent too much money, lost too many lives, or the will to keep fighting. And then I said that the whole thing was a real estate bubble, pointing out that after the dot-com crash, and then after 9/11, they lowered it, began to lower interest rates to 46-year lows. That was the end of my career for almost 5 years, from 2002 to 2007. And what changed it is when I made a forecast. John, the Trends Journal, as you see it now, it's what, 50 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Full color?
Mm-hmm.
No advertisements? Right? On slick, glossy paper.
It's a great publication.
It was down to 8 pages.
Really?
I had under 100 subscribers, and the only reason I kept publishing it was because people subscribed for 1, 2, and 3 years. And I didn't have $15,000 to buy out the ones that subscribed for more than 1 year. So I kept writing. It was down to 8 pages, 2 color. So now I come out with the Panic of 08 in 2007. And what happened was there was this guy that knew me from back in the day that worked for Fox, and they had a new show on called Happy Hour. And it was around the bar and the Bull and the Bear and the Waldorf Astoria. And he had me on the show, and it was a great show. It was one of the better ones. And on that show, I predicted the Panic of 08. And it all began to unravel right after then. This was late 2007. So the moral of this, two morals of the story. Number one, money counted more than morality because people were losing their money, so they wanted to learn more. When it was about killing people and becoming involved in foreign entanglements based on lies, nobody wanted to hear it. And number two is, you know, for only a split second, I never lost faith in myself. I know who I am. I believe in what I'm doing, and I kept staying true to myself.
You and I, we share a few things, Gerald. I've gone through similar circumstance. You got knocked down pretty damned hard, and I as well. And here's the moral of that story that shall never be told in detail by either one of us through personal experience. But here it is. You have a choice. It's yes or no. And I'll steal the line out of Shawshank Redemption. Here it is. You either get busy living or you get busy dying.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, and I'll tell you what. This country, I'm old enough to remember how it used to be and can be again. That's my driving will. That's what drives me right now.
Me too.
And
I love America. I could never be me if I was born in Italy.
And if it was me in Sicily. I know of what you say, sir. Gerald Celente, thanks for spending the extra time with us. How do people get a copy of the Trends Journal?
Trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com.
There you go.
The only place you'll read history before it happened.
Through the years, I'm gaining more respect for you, sir. Thank you so much.
Nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblock has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblock and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblock is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What you may not know about Gerald Celente, and we were talking during the break, and he went through a very nasty situation back in 07, and it just busted him wide open. And I mean wide open. Business was gone. Half of his stuff was gone. You probably know what I'm alluding to. And it damn near killed him. And a friend of his told him, look, Gerald, he says, that didn't change anything. That's one of the nasty, hard swipes of life. Look who you are. Look what you have done. And when he told me that, I applied it. And I just said to Gerald, I am amazed how many parallels there are between you and I. And he says, yeah, and I'm aware. And I said, you know, I said, it simply came down to this. Not losing your confidence in your ability to do what you do. And there's not a whole lot of people that do what we all do. You know that. But it comes down to this. It's either a yes or a no. You either get busy living or you get busy dying. And that's what it really comes down to. I am looking, gosh, there's so many stories that I pick out for the website. I'm going to try to get this up here quickly if I can. Here it is, right here. Oh, hallelujah. I want to play you something that came to me as an absolute shock. Now, this is a man who was in the Israeli Defense Force. His father was an Israeli general. But this is the first time. See, non-Jewish people, if you speak, you're some kind of idiot, or you're an anti-Semite, or you're a Jew hater, or you're whatever. You're some kind of malfeasant, half-brained idiot. Well, listen to what this man says. His name is Miko Peled, The Real History of Israel. And I'm only going to play an 8-minute clip. That's all we have time for right here. Listen to this. This comes from Brass Check TV, by the way. We post a lot of their stuff. His name's Miko Peled, Israeli Army veteran. As I said, son of an Israeli general. Listen to what he says. He's the author of the book, The General's Son. I was flabbergasted by the amount of truth that this man is putting out.
Where did Zionist philosophy come from? Well, in the turn of the 19th century, there was, you know, this nationalism rose, and all these little groups decided that they were going to become nations. And my grandparents were part of that. They were Jews, and they were in Eastern Europe, and they suffered from pogroms, and they suffered from all kinds of discrimination and racism against Jews and anti-Semitism, and they thought, well, maybe this is a good idea. And when Zionism began, you know, there was a whole scope of Zionisms. You know, there were Zionists that believe in a democracy, and that Jews and Arabs would live together. They didn't, in their wildest dreams, imagine that they would kick out people from their homes. And then there were other Zionists who later on became the mainstream Zionists, led by people like Ben-Gurion, who was Israel's first prime minister, that were radical, racist, and violent. And they won the day. And they gave the tone, and that's why Zionism is what it is today. Racist, violent, militant, and non-compromising. But that tone was given by Ben-Gurion and people around him. So that's where that came from. And where did suicide bombers come from? I don't know that suicide bombing is a philosophy. I mean, there are 5.5 million Palestinians who live inside of Palestine. There's probably another 5 or so that live outside of Palestine. That's 10 million people. There were less than 200 suicide bombers. So it's not like, you know, there's some kind of a madness of suicide bombers among Palestinians. Let's put things in perspective. And I don't know that there's a philosophy to it. I think when people are desperate enough and hopeless enough, they see their fathers being beaten and tortured, they see their sisters being shot and arrested, they see their homes being destroyed. They have no ability to go anywhere or buy food or provide water for their families or their siblings. And they see this massive army that is relentlessly oppressing them and beating them. If there's no hope, there's no hope. So we do what we can, you know. But I think if we actually look at how many people actually did this, and I don't know a single Palestinian, and I know a lot of Palestinians, that thinks this was a good thing or supports it. So I think it's important to put the suicide bombing thing in proportion. I think nothing is going to change until a lot of things change. So things have to change in this country, certainly, and they are changing in this country. Like I said, you know, I'm going to be speaking right now. I'm booked through Thanksgiving, pretty much straight through. More than half of the events that I'm invited to speak at are organized by American Jews. So I see a very big change in what's perceived to be, you know, American Jewry. It's no longer this blind admiration for AIPAC and for Israel and for the whole Zionist thing. Jews are looking at the state of Israel and they say, well, this does not represent us. This is not what we stand for. Thousands of political prisoners, torture, discrimination. This is not what American Jews stand for. So more and more American Jews are moving away from Zionism, and I think that's a very good thing. So that's changing already. I also think that, you know, certainly the United Methodist, the Presbyterian churches are doing a lot of work on this issue. And they're making big strides, and they're bringing about big changes. And I think the more Americans see Jewish people criticize Israel, the more non-Jewish people will feel comfortable. And this anti-Semitic thing, people ask me this all the time. They say, well, look, you can say this because you are you, but when we say it, they call us anti-Semitic. And my reply to that is, fine. And they call me a self-hating Jew. I just got something that said I was a self-hating Jew or that I hate Jews or something. Fine, I'll take that. Now, let's talk about something else. Can you explain to me why Palestinian children get no water? Can you explain to me how you justify dropping 100 tons of bombs on children? Can you explain to me throwing people out of their homes and making them homeless? Can you explain to me yanking kids out of their beds at 2 o'clock in the morning, throwing them in prison and torturing them? Can you explain all this to me? Perhaps I'm anti-Semitic. Now you explain all this to me. What does that make you? And this has to be the conversation. Calling people anti-Semitic is a very weak weapon. It's a very weak tool. It's all they've got. But when you actually look at it, it's completely meaningless. Because they do not have an answer for all those other questions. And that has to be the issue. They're the ones who have to explain. Not anybody, not you, not us. You have nothing to explain. These are legitimate questions. You supported, you danced, you celebrated when Israel was dropping hundreds of tons of bombs on 800,000 children. They were locked up in Gaza and had nowhere to go. You supported this. I'm anti-Semitic? What does that make you? You support a country that deliberately prevents children from access to water. Not to mention food and medicine and education. And a home. And freedom. You support that. What does that make you? How can you support this? This has to be the conversation. And I'm not suggesting it's an easy thing to do, but I am suggesting that this is how you counter AIPAC. And that's what you do here in the U.S. Because these are the conversations that AIPAC, these are the best excuses, these are the best thing AIPAC can come up with. They're talking about transforming Israel is anti-Semitism and it's calling for genocide. Who's talking about genocide? I haven't heard anybody suggest genocide. Of all the people that I've heard, and I've heard a lot of people talk about this transition, changing Israel from a Zionist state to a democracy. I've heard many people talk about, Ilan Pape who talks about it, many people talk about this. None of them, not a single one of them, would support a violent transition.
All right. If you want to see the whole thing, go up to YouTube. Miko Peled, MikoPeled, The Real History of Israel. The worm is starting to turn on that front, ladies and gentlemen. They've had enough as well. Geez, we end up with a world full of we've had enough of this. Maybe some stuff will start to change. By the way, I'm anti-Semitic. Jeez. No, anti-Zionist. With finance.